Welcome to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast. My name's David. As always, thank you for another week of the best, the worst, and in-betweens of being a kinship carer, kinship kit, and again, everything in between. As always, if you want to get in touch with us, the easiest way is through our social media, through the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. There's lots of ways to get in touch with us through our website. If you subscribe through any of the through the websites, any of the apps, the audio apps, Audible, Deezer, Spotify, it's thankfully, due to the work of Buzzsprout, it is everywhere. So if you are listening to us, if you've discovered the podcast is embedded onto our main website. So if you go to the Kinship Care Liverpool website, is also on there as well, however you want to listen. But if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, please do let us know. And one of the things that has been brought up, and it's been brought up quite a few times, is in regards to passports. And this is kind of going to be, I suppose it's something that I would say, now that the summer is gone, people may think, oh, you know, well, this isn't going to be helpful until next year. But really, considering how long this may take, this might be a right time to do this. But as a kinship carer, one of the main things that's very much a problem is when you're trying to apply for anything. That's what, even in the case of things like child benefits, school dinners, school placements, anything of that nature, can be really, really difficult when it comes to just applying for these things. It really, really is. Now, one of the things that is immensely difficult is when you're applying for anything that's legal. So if we're talking about, as I say, passports, driving licenses, anything like of that nature, new birth certificates, it is very difficult sometimes for a kinship carer, especially if it's not an official, like special guardianship order, or there's no sort of legal order in place. It's very difficult to basically establish and basically create those. So I thought I'd do this almost like a guide as to what you need to do and the little things that you should do when you are becoming a kinship carer, if you are a new kinship carer, or even later on. Because applying for a passport can be either really, really simple, done, dusted, perfect, or it can be one of the biggest obstacles. And you hear this a lot with kinship carers about how really difficult it is. Myself, I remember this being a very difficult thing, applying for my kinship kids passport. It wasn't as hard as a lot of these, and obviously I'll go through some of the pitfalls that can get into, but it still wasn't as simple as just filling a form and sending it in. So the first things first in regards to that is, if you are a brand new kinship carer, you've just been given you've been given the child, you're still with social workers and everything like that, speak to your social worker. Ask that social worker for access to things like the birth certificate. Ask for an option to at least apply for the first passport. Now, sometimes this can be really handy if the child is, I think it's when they're 16, they get the 10-year passport. And obviously, after that, it's a lot easier. But obviously, most passports up until the age of 16, they're only for 5 years. So if you have no intention whatsoever of applying or going on holiday or anything like that, you may not want this, although it's still good to have a form of ID for the child. But what I would say is, speak to the social worker. If you can get a hold of their birth certificate and things of that nature, it will make things so much easier. Because a lot of times you won't have access to these things, and you may not even think about it until these things come up. There's nothing worse, and I've seen this in just general applications, where you need the birth certificate or you need some sort of official document that the birth parents may have, and depending on your relationship with them, will be a case of whether you will get that or not. A lot of birth parents have the idea that you cannot take this child out of the country, and it's a complete fallacy. The ruling in regards to going on holiday, taking the child abroad, anything like that, is that as long as it's less than 6 months and you are not intending on staying there or moving to that particular country, as long as that is not the case, and obviously there's legal matters with that, then you can take that child away on holiday. Now, obviously it is a lot easier once you've got a passport. You don't have to ask for anything, you don't have to ask for any permissions, especially when there's things like contact still going, and if it's a legal imperative to have that contact, that you've been told it has to be once a week. I'm sure the parents would be accommodating, but then again, it depends on the relationship with the parents again. So that's the first thing I would say. Speak to that social worker, see how much evidence you can get for that child, whether it's birth certificates, their addresses, anything of that nature, the names of the parents. A lot of the times, one of the biggest issues that is there, and I've seen this quite a few times actually, is when you have more than one child and each child has maybe a different parent, a different dad, different mum, whatever it is. It can become even more complicated. Now, the first things first in regards to that is have someone help you with the application. Now, you may think, I've done it before, I know what I'm doing, but the actual applying for a kinship child passport, and there's nothing different, there's no difference between that and a normal passport, but the actual filling in of that form, knowing which bits to put in, where do they live, who's the mum, who are the parents, there's no, it's the most complicated document, other than things like the EHCPs, and maybe the DLA form, to be honest, but it is a difficult form to fill in because it's only about four or five pages. But when it's asking for your mum's and dad's, and I think at this point it actually asks for the grandparents as well, and I'm not really sure why it's asking for that. I've never seen this before. I've only seen this in the last couple of ones that I've looked at. But you may need to know a lot of information about this child. And unfortunately, a lot of the time, if you put do not know, they will sometimes, it delays it, sometimes it comes back, they want to know why you don't know this information, why don't you know the name, the date of birth. Sometimes you may not know who the birth father is. Now, if that's the case, as long as they are not on the birth certificate, then you are fine. And that's one of the reasons why I would say it is important to have that birth certificate, because you'll know what's on there. You need to know date of births, where they were brought up, who the parents are. It can be really, really difficult. So that's first things first. Just get as much information as you can. Make sure that you get the help to fill it in. Even if you filled in so many forms, you know exactly what you're doing. A fresh pair of eyes is never a good, never a bad thing. If you are filling in paperway, which obviously you can do, what I would always advise you, but you pick up two applications, because there's nothing worse. And I do this all the time. And unfortunately, it's one of my biggest issues, is that I sometimes leap ahead, and then I realize that it actually said, put in surname, and I've put the first name, and it said specifically on the form, you cannot cross out. It's always good to have a backup for those little mistakes that you can make. And say sometimes one mistake can be the difference between you getting the passport in a week or you waiting a month, 2 months, 3 months, and so on. That's the other thing I would say. Don't ever expect, this is why I'm saying, I know it's October time, people may not be going on holiday until obviously next year, but the act of getting a passport can sometimes be a really complicated aspect. I think just a normal passport these days takes about 6 weeks, but if you add on the issues with kinship, the ads with parents and everything else, it can be a lot longer. And the last thing you want is to be this time, in June, July time, trying to apply for a passport and then being told, well, actually you're not going to get this for another couple of months. So it is always best to get this done as soon as possible. If you are thinking about getting a holiday next year, I know it means that you may lose out on 6 months of the passport. Generally, once you've applied for that first passport, doing the subsequent passports are a lot easier, because it is just a case of renewing and they've got most of that information there, which is always good. The next thing in regards to everything is, it will say on the passport application about family applications. Ignore this. Now, I've fallen into this pitfall a few times because it says it's a family and you think, well, we'll just put everything together. Don't. It potentially won't speed up the processes. Sometimes it'll actually make it a lot longer. If you have got 3 or 4 kids, even if you're doing it with yourself, just do it one at a time. The last thing you want is for them to say, well, we can apply for most things, but because it's a family one, we can't do it all. It's always best to do it one at a time. So that's one thing that I would say. You do them one at a time, get the information to them. Once, and generally, once you've done the first one, you will know exactly what you need for the other ones, whether it's birth parents, birth certificates, SGO paperwork, paperwork for yourself. You know, it is very complicated because of the way that they do it. If you think about it, it's almost like, imagine trying to apply for a passport for someone, for a stranger, and you trying to do all of that. The one of the other things I would say about with it being a social worker as well, if you have got a social worker, is it makes it a lot easier because you at least have someone there who can do all the countersigning, can do those type of things. And obviously because they are an official person, they've got all that there, generally they know exactly what they're doing, it makes it a lot easier. There is a way now where I think if you do it online, you send a link to someone and they do that. It's always best to make sure that they are verified to be able to do that. Sometimes people think that they are and they're not, and it's a bit difficult. And there are lists of who is eligible doctor. I think doctors now charge for doing it, which is a bit, but a lot of like the health workers, obviously here at Kinship Care, we can yeah, if you contact us, we'd be able to do it here, as long as we're aware who you are. But social workers will be able to do it. And as I say, sometimes just having all of these bits done makes it a lot easier, because if you need to get contact with the parent and you don't have any way of contacting them, you may be able to liaise through the social worker, who may be able to get that information, or they may have the information there. Obviously, if they fill in court documents, they'll know date of birth, they'll know addresses, those type of things. They should be able to give you those type of things, so that you're able to do that. Now, that's the one thing I would say in regard to us, is give yourself that time. Give yourself, you know, I did an episode a while back in regard to filling in documents, and you know, it's always good to sort of have a fresh pair of eyes looking at it. Sometimes there's things that you know that you're missing, or someone will say, well, actually, isn't the name a double barrel name? And again, anything that's different in a name can delay an application, which can be quite difficult, which is why it's always good to have birth certificates. It's good to have those ID there. But as soon as you've got things like that, it will make things a lot easier when you apply for passports, when you're applying for driving licenses, I don't want to say visas, but anything of that nature, school, university. And obviously, once they're a little older, they can get their 10-year passport. And usually with it being a renewal, it's a lot easier. Now, as I say, we do try and help people with passports. I've tried to do it myself. As I say, there are a lot of pitfalls with it. But if you do think that you need help with applying for a passport, you know, if you want to give me the information, I can certainly see what can be done in regarding that. And I say, a lot of our kinship people who work here at Kinship Care Liverpool, they've done passports multiple times, so they know exactly what they're doing with those links and everything, which is always good. So if you do have any thoughts in regards to that, as I say, the last thing we want is for you to come to us in May, June of next year, and you're applying for a passport, and then you've already got a holiday booked and they can't get a passport. And especially during that time, a lot of people don't realise, when you're talking about July, August time, It's not uncommon to see them go on the strikes, or then deciding not to delay things. You know, it's not a quick process just in general. So when you add the whole kinship aspect to it, it makes it even doubly more complicated. But if you have any questions regarding that, if you have any thoughts, opinions, if you've done it yourself and you've got any thoughts about how easy it was or difficult it was, you know, it would be so much easier if they made it easy for us. But as with most things, that's not the case. But as always, if you want to get in touch with us, the easiest way is through our social media, through Facebook, Instagram, through Twitter, through our website. There's going to be for those people who do listen to the podcast, there is going to be a survey that's going to be going up on our Twitter, just in regards to the podcast itself, what you're thinking about it, what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to change, what you would like it to be. Would you like more of them? Would you like less? Would you like once a week, once a month, twice a week too? Yeah, are you someone who sits there thinking, I wish there was more of these, or do you wish there was less? We try and do it a weekly thing to keep it the momentum going, try and keep up to date with lots of things that are going on. But please let us know in this survey that's going to be coming out, and then we'll obviously we will adapt and improve, and obviously get everything as it should be. So thank you much for listening. My name's David, and you listen to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast.